Hey, what's up, boss? How you doing? Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Fully Paris, from Very Rare Members Only,
Okay. So what is for people who may not know, what's very rare, what's Members Only?
Very Rare Members Only, that is basically a like two huge music groups, but we just put them all into one. So it's Very Rare
Okay.
Members Only. Yeah, so it's basically a collective of like a bunch of rappers, photographers, producers, engineers, basically like everybody who's working, we got them near us in
Right.
our group with us. Yeah.
Okay, it's because you guys are very rare and it's members only. I got it. That's what's up. That's what's up. Cool. So how long have you been part of this group?
Since the beginning, like 3 years ago, 2014 was it? Like the ending of
Okay.
2014? Yeah.
So you're one
So
of the first members. That's awesome. How did you get come across some of the people you work with? How did you guys all meet?
actually I met Ski, I met him like 2009, my sophomore year of high school. It was his freshman year. His cousin introduced us, and from there
Okay.
we just linked up, and he ended up living with me, and by him living with me, I ended up meeting X,
Right.
and X was living with me for a short period of time also. And that was way before the whole group was even, before we even came up
Yeah.
with group, because Ski always had Very Rare with just
Right.
three of his homeboys, and then I came into the mix, and then like what when I met X, like what a month after that, X he wanted to start Members Only. He pitched the idea to us and stuff like that. So we just like
Yeah.
we took it to the head and just ran off with it. But that's how I met them, like through that way, like through
That's
school,
what's
and I
up.
met X through Ski. Yeah.
So just to clarify, you're talking about Ski Master, Slum God, and Excelsior, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect, perfect, awesome, cool. So there from the start. And when did you start creating music? So when did you start, going from, this collective of artists to your own brand? When did the name Fully Paris come about? And why? How?
And actually, the way I started music, like I always wanted to do music, like ever since elementary school. Like it's a funny story, like
Right.
during career day in elementary school, like they give you these name tags and they say, "Hi, my name is blah blah blah, and this is what I want to be." I didn't know how to spell rapper back then, so I kind of missed out on one of the P's, and it was raper. So, but I've
No, we don't
always
want
wanted
that,
to
not these days.
do, yeah, see, and I always wanted to do music anyway, so it's just like it was bound that I was gonna do music, but like I wanted to like venture out and do like other stuff, because like I'm a talented person, I'm good in like almost everything I do, but rapping, actually rapping was like one of the last things. But it came across because like when Ski and X was rapping, they used to record music in my room, and when they started rapping, like I wasn't really into it. Like I would always write and like stuff in my notes and stuff like that, but I wasn't into it because I was getting paid for modeling, and my mind was set on being a model and not a rapper, so from there, like I just started to make music. Like after that, I just started to make music. Once I seen that their buzz was coming up, I'm kind of like, damn, I'm kind of jealous. I'm kind of jealous. I need to
Well,
make
I can
music.
do
I
it
need
too.
to
You
make
can do it
music.
too,
Yeah, I can do it too. So, I did it. It's easy to me now. I'm still getting the work. I'm still getting the hang of it. But the name Fully Paris, the way that came up, I have a childhood best friend named Man Man, and he used to always call me Fully. And from there, like that stuck with me there. Like he gave me that name, and Paris just came along because, I'm in love with Paris Hilton, so
Okay,
I'm a
sure. Yeah, shout out Paris Hilton. What's up? How you doing? Show Fully some love.
representative I swear, man, that's my wife right there. That's my soon-to-be wife.
Man, I feel you're speaking to existence. But
Exactly.
that's what's up. All right, cool,
And
man. That's what's up.
yeah, hell yeah.
So, you're Fully Paris right now. You're part of Very Rare Members Only. Let's talk about some of the music you've been putting out lately. What does that mean to you? What are some of those influences? I know you were around some of these artists who've gotten a lot of success and fame now, but what are some of your own musical influences that inspire your music?
Oh, that is fun, man. I can go for days because it's not even just
Sure.
really rap that really inspires me. It's like R&B. It's like, man, it's everything. But the person who really inspires me is like Pharrell. Pharrell and Travis
Word.
McCoy and Gucci, man. Like, these the people that really
Yeah.
inspired me to want to even make music. So, like, most of my music is just like a little bit of almost everybody, but it's a little bit of everybody that I'm my own person. That I'm my own. Like, I got my own flow. I got my own style. Like, honestly, because the way I make my music, I don't know nobody else that makes music like me. Honestly, I'm
Right.
pretty sure other people can say that about their music, but I'm 100% sure I don't know nobody that makes music the way I do. No one.
So do you mean that in regards to like the process and how you make music or the style of your music or
All
like
everything,
the
all
lyric
around.
or cool.
Everything, all around. 'Cause like I actually make my music backwards. Like, I make my music
Okay, what do you
go
mean by that?
backwards. Like, okay, some people, like, when I'm making music, I just start verses. Like, I just start off the song, like, just snapping, just straight verses, and I won't put my chorus until the end. And I have some parts in my verses that may sound like a hook, but it's really not. It's still part of my verse. And until that ending, you're gonna get that. Like, if you listen to most of my songs, like one of my songs, VR Rocket Power, if you listen to that, the whole
I
thing
just listened
straight
to
through,
that actually.
yeah, you're gonna think that, get it, run it. You're gonna think that's the hook, but it's not. That very rare,
Right.
that ending part, that's the ending part. That's the hook. I like all my songs ending with a hook. Like, I'll come through hard
Okay.
all the way to the ending.
Ooh,
That's why I
that's
like,
what's up.
yeah, I work backwards.
So how do you go about once you make the music, how do you go about promoting the music now that you have your own platform? And actually, before we get to there, how do you make your music? Are you in the studio with one particular producer, one engineer? Do you work with a lot of different engineers and producers? Do you produce and engineer your own stuff or?
I kind of work with a lot of different engineers and producers, but the a producer that I'm really working with is 4K, and he
Cool.
sends me a lot of, like, most of my new singles are produced by him because he makes some heat beats, man. So
Right. Definitely. All right, cool. That's what's up. So I see you got some a lot of nice traction on your music as well. What are you doing to promote? Do you just release it? Are you working with other people? You don't have to like tell your strategies 100%, but how do you learn how to promote your music? 'Cause I think a lot of artists, would like to know about that.
The way I promote my music, I actually do it through my friends, the people in my group, because like that's for sure promotion to get your friends, to promote your stuff,
Right.
because most of my, like, I'm not saying I'm like the biggest one out of my group, but most of my friends, they have like a bigger platform and name for themselves. So they're helping me, they're helping me get to where I need to be. And also
That's
my
cool.
manager helps me also to get to where I need to be also. So,
Cool.
promotion.
Shout out to the manager. Who's the
Hell
manager?
yeah.
Who are you
Oh,
working with?
my manager is Woody. My manager is Woody, man.
Woody.
Woody's the
Cool.
man, I ain't gonna lie. Rough around the
All
edges,
right.
but
He's a man. He's a businessman. He's a businessman. That's what's up. Woody's a good dude. He's a good dude.
No, he
That's
is,
what's up,
man. I
though.
respect him. Huh?
That's what's up.
Exactly.
Cool. So I mean that family mentality, that's good. You got a good crew around you. You got a good management team. That's great. So what do you have planned for this year? Do you have any specific goals? Are you going in a general direction or what's up?
Man, like you said, that direction part caught me. I'm going in a general direction, but like with my music, I'm gonna keep putting out music. I'm gonna put out as much music as I can and projects and mixtapes. But
Okay.
as in, like, as far as that, like, I'm trying to really get into like the fashion industry. I'm trying to get into like the modeling industry also, because that'll even help my music even more. That'll help me like expand like overseas, just because I know fashion and also I make music. So
Right.
it'll help me in both areas. And it's in, like, and it's a, like, it's, it inspires me to, it inspires my music also.
Okay,
Like a
so
hundred
yeah, man,
percent.
you started out, like you mentioned, you started out with modeling, so modeling, fashion, music, bringing it all back together. Okay,
Yeah.
are you planning on doing any shows this year? Are you planning on reaching out to any specific venues? By the way, where are you planning to make your home base, or are you looking to travel and work in multiple places?
I'm looking to travel and work at multiple places, but I'm trying to like find a place and get stable there. That's why I'm here in New York, 'cause I want to build a name for myself here. Like, yeah, of course I want to build myself in my name home back in Florida, but it's always good to travel and be somebody new somewhere else. It's like there's nothing wrong with a fresh start, because like Ski came over here, and if
100%.
Ski can come over here and do it, I can come over here and do it times two. So
Right.
it's just all just
Exactly.
like, yeah, it's just like all this inspiration to me. Like if one person can do it, I can do it times better. So
So what have been some of your highlights so far as a musician? What's some of the successes you've seen?
They actually last year, like around September, I actually got put in the Source magazine. Yeah,
Oh,
that
cool.
kind of
Yeah, that's what's up. That's a big look right there.
And that kind of excited me. The only thing I was kind of mad about, like once they put me in it, like I let that get to my head, and like I didn't like I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, I don't have to make like music fast right now. But I should have been making music, because I would have been in a better position. But at the same time, like all of that really is just like it just like it's inspiration to me. Like they did that so I can get something better this year. I can do something way
Right.
more better this year than the Source. Like no
Right.
bad things to the Source, but shout out to the Source.
Yeah, of course. No, shout out to the source, definitely. And you learn from that as well. 'Cause everybody sometimes gets hung up, but now that you have that wisdom, you just keep going. And the source article is not going away. It's still up
Not
there. You can look up Fully Paris, Source Magazine, artists to watch,
I look it up on I look my name up on Google all the time, and just to see if people
Right.
catching on to me. Like they I even got some man I search my name up a lot of places, and I find like stuff that I didn't even know that was on the web.
Is there? That's what's up. That's cool, man. So what have been some of your biggest, challenges or obstacles that you faced, had to overcome?
To be honest, actually, like it's a group thing. Like basically keeping everybody in the group together, and not just, because like with everybody in the group not together, that kind of affects most of us, because some people feel like, yo, this is my family. Like without them, I can't do music, or I can't do that, da 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 da. But like it's just about like keeping the whole family together. That's like my biggest challenge, is keeping everybody together and like no miscommunication, no problems, no nothing. Like that's the only thing. Other than that, like I just like I'm not really stressed. I don't let things really stress me out. Like I like challenges,
Definitely.
honestly. I like the challenges. But
What
the only thing that's
what's your sign,
challenging
by
me
the
is
way?
me. Oh, I'm a Leo, man. I'm a Leo,
Okay,
August 9th.
cool. That's what's up. Sorry, so you're saying you like challenges, though. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, no, you're
That's
good.
what's up, though. That's what's up, though, man. What do you what's your vision for yourself, your future? I know you said you had the general direction of making music and modeling and then fashion, but what represents you? What defines you? How would you define your music, your style, yourself?
Oh, man. To be honest, there's so much shit going in my head, because I wish it was in my head to just picture everything I'm saying. But like my style is
Good.
more out there, outgoing, flamboyant, flashy.
Ooh.
I'm like the new Lenny Kravitz here, man. And like
Word, I see it. Yeah, definitely.
yeah, and
Cool.
plus like I'm really inspired by stuff from the 70s and like the 80s. So that kind of really like separates my style from a lot of, like, even in like fashion, that really separates my like style, flow, all of that, because all my inspirations, most of my inspirations come from the 70s, 80s.
Word. Cool.
Definitely.
I'm gonna ask one or two more questions, and I'm gonna wrap this up. But the first thing is, what would you tell somebody who's looking to be an artist, who says, I got this, talent inside me, or I got this fire, I want to explore this, how would you guide them to become an artist, to get into level where you're at, and to help them with their career? What would you say is the first step that they should take?
The first step, I would say, be humble, because not everything will land in your lap tomorrow. It's all about being humble.
Sure.
So first, be humble. Second, networking. It's always good to networking. Like, communication is key. If you don't have communication, then it's nothing, because it's not about what you can do all the time. It's about who you know. So
Right.
it's communication, networking, and being humble. That's all I really have to say. Working hard also work hard. Like,
Yeah.
don't just like sit around and, actually work hard. Like, promotion, all that. Make sure you're seen. Make sure people see you. Make sure you stand out from other people, because there's a lot of people that want to be Young Thugs. So it's gonna be a lot of Young Thugs out here.
Right.
It's gonna be a lot of Gucci Mans out here. It's like, it's gonna be a lot of copycats. You just got to learn to separate yourself from that bunch of people.
That's what's up. Fooey, how can people reach you? What's your info on the web?
On Instagram, you can get me at @thankyou_ParisHilton. On Twitter, the X Fooley on Twitter. And damn, I don't really be on nothing else, but
What's your SoundCloud?
oh shit, yeah, my SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/FooleyParis. You can check out all my hits there, all everything. I got new stuff coming up. I just want people to stay tuned.
Hey, definitely, brother. I appreciate you. Fooley Paris, meet you, Saint Sir. Ski Master, Son of God, very rare, members only, all that. But
Shout out my brothers.
basically,
Shout out all
we're
my
here
brothers.
for the Fooley Paris. Paris Hilton, watch out. Your man's coming up.
Dead ass. You actually better watch out.
I see you, brother. I see you.
All right, boss man. Thank you.
Thank you.